Dr. Dupuis lifted his stethoscope from the man's hairy brown chest, his face grim. I'm calling it. 8:24. He was calling the time of death. I had only seen that once, after the code. After we had tried intubations, CPR, drugs, and even a pericardiocentesis to try and remove any blood from around the heart, it was too late to try for this man. Dr. Dupuis pressed his fingers against the man's cheekbone. I flinched, but the purple color overriding the face didn't blanch. Liver mortis, he said. I took a deep breath. I remembered that from my forensic pathology course. After someone dies, gravity makes the blood pool and discolors any skin that's not under pressure. I'd just never seen it up close and personal. Now, avoiding the man's staring eyes, I could see that his anterior flanks were also blotched purple. He had died on his stomach. I poked my index finger against his mottled flank, indenting the cool skin. As I pulled back, the flesh slowly rebounded, but still didn't change color. Dr. Dupuis' voice was loud and sudden in my ear. Let him go. I recoiled, wiping my finger against my scrub pants, but he was talking to the black woman who still had her fingers on his throat. He's too far gone, and this may end up being a crime scene. Crime scene? Dr. Dupuis' voice shook only a little when he said, It's Kurt. She nodded, dropping her eyes. She withdrew her hand from his throat and crossed her arms, hugging herself tightly. Dr. Dupuis stood. He was one of the doctors here, he said, his head averted. Oh, my God. I scanned the face again, the mustache. Was this the guy whose speech I'd interrupted? Slowly, I reprogrammed the brown eyes, the broad forehead, the slightly hooked nose, and the mustache in my mind. Yes, it was him. I closed my eyes. I heard Dr. Dupuis' steps thumping around the room. He called, Did you see anything? Evidence of foul play? It sounded like something out of a movie. Maybe it was. I doubted Dr. Dupuis had ever found a colleague dead in the men's change room before.